today's contestants. A stay-at-home mother and volunteer from Yorba Linda, California, Denise Booth. An assistant professor of African history from San Diego, California, T.J. Talley. And our returning champion, a legal technology professional from Los Angeles, California, Ryan Hemmel, whose four-day cash winnings total $104,526. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk. All right, let's get into the first round of play. Here are the categories. First off, science podge, not hodgepodge. Feeling bullish. We'll deal with sports idioms, TV, in the president's cabinet. You identify the president for us. And finally, have a chair. Ryan, you're the champ. You go first.
Sports idioms for 1,000.
To win a car race, you'll have to take one of these banners. The British spell it with a Q. Ryan?
What is a checkered flag?
That's it.
Sports for 800.
In horse racing, the finish of a race is this 11-letter distance, sounding like something you might do after a nap at your house. Ryan?
What is the final stretch?
No. TJ or Denise? You're on the right track. What is the home stretch? Back to you, though, Ryan.
Sports for 6.
Answer? Daily double. You can risk up to 1,000.
1,000.
All right. When you draw this in a boxing or fencing bout, you've inflicted the initial suffering in the contest.
What is blood? First blood. What is first blood?
Okay. Thank you very much. You have 1,200.
Sports idioms for 400.
Done in certain races, passing this item to another means bestowing your power on someone else. Ryan?
What is the baton?
Good.
Sports for 2.
In wrestling, you go to the this. In another sense, it means to take up someone's cause in a dispute. Ryan?
What is the mat?
That's it.
President for 2.
Kathleen Sebelius gave him health and human services, too. So did Sylvia Matthews Burwell. Ryan.
Who is Obama?
He's the president.
President for 4.
Dick Cheney, Secretary of Defense. Lamar Alexander, getting an education. Ryan.
Who is George H.W. Bush?
You got him right.
President for 6.
Andrew Cuomo developed at HUD. Robert Reich worked at Labor. Ryan.
Who is Clinton?
Good.
President for 8.
Abraham Ribicoff at HEW. The Attorney General, a guy the president knew from childhood. Denise.
Who's JFK?
Yes.
Have a chair for 200.
This type of chair sounds like it's filled with legumes. Ryan.
What is a beanbag chair?
That's it.
Chair for 4.
Time to kick back and settle into one of these easy chairs. Lazy Boy offers a ruby wall one. Ryan.
What is a recliner?
Correct.
Chair for 6.
A little old place where we can get together. This small two-person upholstered piece is also called a courting chair. Denise?
What is a love seat?
Yes.
Have a chair for 8.
French gives us the name of this two-word long chair, often seen poolside. A mimosa is optional. Denise?
What is a chaise long?
Yes.
Feeling bullish for 200.
Diedrich Mateschitz launched this energy drink in Austria in 1987. Denise?
What is Red Bull?
Right.
Feeling bullish for 400.
John Bull is the personification of this nation. TJ.
What is Great Britain?
Great Britain, be more specific.
What is the United Kingdom of Great Britain?
No, be more specific still.
What is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland?
Nope. Denise.
What is England?
England, yes. Oh, sorry, TJ. All right, we're going to take our first break, folks. We'll come back and chat with the players. Denise Poole is a stay-at-home mom who, in spite of what the country is going through right now, recently completed a cross-country trip. I'd like to hear about that because you traveled to a lot of states.
Yes, we took my oldest daughter for her first year at college in Massachusetts. So from California to Massachusetts and back.
And how many states did you wind up going through?
21.
Good for you. All right, let's go to TJ tally now. Assistant professor of African history. So I have to ask, of course, is the hair tied in with that, or are you just having fun?
I'm definitely having fun, especially with what's going on in the world, and I need some joy. But
good for you.
Yeah, like Mr. T, though, it's Mandinka-inspired, so, yeah.
It is Mandinka-inspired. Yeah. All right. Now, Ryan Hemmel, our champion, at the end of yesterday's program, I mentioned that you were doing a James Holzhauer in your wager, 5/23, May 23rd. You said it was a tribute to your dad.
My dad,
that's
yes.
His birthday. Yeah. Why him particularly?
He passed away this February.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Good tribute, though. All right, let's get back into this. Denise, you're in command of the board. You were starting to make a move. You trail Ryan by just $800, so go ahead. Make a selection.
TV for $200, please.
A writer joked that this HBO mob drama should be called Jersey Boys, and Jersey Boys should be called this HBO mob drama. TJ.
What is The Sopranos?
Yes.
Let's do TV for $400.
Here's Dax Shepard with the clue.
One of my first jobs in showbiz was helping Ashton Kutcher with his pranks on this MTV show.
Ryan?
What is punked?
Punked, that's it.
TV for $600.
Reichenbach Falls was the penultimate episode of this CBS series in 2019. And that was Elementary, tribute to, yeah, Sherlock Holmes. Ryan?
TV for $800.
Don Messick voiced Bam Bam, Papa Smurf, and this mystery-solving dog. Ryan?
Who is Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
TV for $1,000.
This Kitchen Nightmares man received an OBE in 2006. Ryan?
Who is Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay is the one.
Bullish for $600.
Many models of this Italian car are named for famous bulls or breeds of bulls. Ryan?
What is Lamborghini?
Yes.
Bullish for $800.
A bull is the logo of this financial company founded by guys named Charles and Edmund. Ryan?
What is Merrill Lynch?
That's it.
Bullish for $1,000.
A highlight of the July San Fermin Festival in this city is the Encierro, the running of the bulls. Ryan?
What is Pamplona?
Correct.
Science for $200.
The white part of an apple slice turns brown because of exposure to this gas. TJ?
What is oxygen?
That's it.
Let's do science polish for $400.
The hardest tissue in the body. It covers the crown of a tooth. Denise?
What is enamel?
Yes.
Science for $600.
Three-letter name of the first drug approved by the FDA for the purpose of prolonging the lives of HIV and AIDS patients. TJ?
What is AZT?
Yes.
Science for $800.
Procyon is the brightest star in this constellation, also known as the Little Dog. TJ?
What is Canis Minor?
Yes.
Presidents for $1,000.
Herbert Hoover had the Commerce gig. Albert Fall was crooked in the interior. TJ?
Who is Harding?
Harding was the president, yes.
Chair, $1,000.
A fighting chair isn't for boxing, but for this sport. An adjustable footrest helps with balance as you battle 500-pound foes below. And a fighting chair in fishing. Fishing. Reeling in the big ones. All right, the last clue for 1,000 in science podge. Isolated females of this largest living lizard, a type of monitor, sometimes reproduce without having their eggs fertilized by males. TJ?
What is a Komodo dragon?
You are right, and that takes you up to $3,400. You've just moved into second place, and that means that Denise will be the one going first in Double Jeopardy right after this.
Take a stand. Wash your hands. Avoid the disease.
We stand Americans.
United we stand.
Is there added pressure on a contestant having to go first in Double Jeopardy? We'll find out right now. Denise, here are the categories. On my reading list, followed by, ooh, fireworks. We'll go around the world. Hop, notice the quotation marks on those three letters. Skipper, jump. Where do we start?
On my reading list for $400.
Ernest Hemingway's classic short story, The Snows of This Place. Ryan.
What is Kilimanjaro?
Correct.
Reading for $800.
Her trilogy that includes My Antonia. Denise.
Who is Cather?
Willa Cather, yes.
Reading for $1,200.
This executive chairman and former Disney CEO's memoir, The Ride of a Lifetime. And his name is Robert Iger. Denise.
Reading list for 1600.
All of the novels in Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi series, beginning with this 1965 novel. TJ.
What is Dune?
Dune, you got it.
Let's do Hop for 400.
Hengspiel is a German version of this kids game that involves not treading on lines. Denise.
What is Hopscotch?
Yes.
Hop for 8.
He received a 1986 Best Supporting Actor nomination for his performance in Hoosiers. TJ?
Who is Hopper?
Dennis Hopper, correct.
On my reading list, 2000.
This Italian playwright's six characters in search of an author. And the author was Pirandello. TJ, back to you.
Ooh, fireworks, 400.
Baozhu, a Chinese word for firecracker, means exploding this woody grass. Early fireworks were made from it. Ryan?
What is a bamboo?
Yes.
Fireworks for 8.
In 2020, this state's Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival set a record for largest aerial firework with a 2,800-pound shell. Denise?
What is Colorado?
That's the state.
Around the world for 400.
Named for the man whose ship visited the region in 1770, the Cook Strait separates the two main islands of this nation. Ryan.
What is New Zealand?
That's it.
Around the world, 16.
Alberta and two others are collectively called these provinces and are the great grain-producing region of Canada. TJ.
What are the prairies?
That's it.
Around the world, 800.
The highest point on this Indonesian island is Mount Agung, known as the navel of the world. TJ.
What is Java?
Nope. Ryan or Denise? Correct response, what is Bali? Back to you, TJ.
Around the world, 1200.
The famed canals shine for the light festival held in winter in this city of Western Europe. TJ.
What is Amsterdam?
Good.
Ooh, fireworks, 1200.
Answer there, the Daily Double. Now you're having fun.
Stress is fun, yes.
Yes, all right. You can risk any or all of that 7,800.
Let's do 2,000.
Okay. From Greek words meaning fire and art, this is the craft of making and shooting off fireworks.
What are pyrotechnics?
That's it. And you have just taken the lead away from Ryan.
Jump, 400.
Before a big jump in a 1969 film, the Sundance Kid says, "I can't swim." And this character says, "The fall will probably kill you." TJ.
Who is Butch Cassidy?
He's the one.
Skipper, 800.
In 1492, Martin and Vicente Pinzon commanded these two craft, while Columbus captained the flagship. Ryan?
What are the Nina and the Pinta?
Yeah.
Skipper for 16.
In 1847, Francis Crozier took over the Northwest Passage expedition of Erebus and this ship, the title of an AMC show. Franklin Expedition, the Terror, and the Erebus. Back to you, Ryan.
Hop for 16.
This dish of black-eyed peas is a favorite in southern households on New Year's Day. And the H-O-P this time comes up in Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John, TJ, you should have rung in. You knew that. Go, Ryan.
Hop for 12.
All ball, we all play ball is a line from this Dr. Seuss book. Denise.
What is Hop on Pop?
Yep.
Skipper for 400.
The short story, The Gold Bug, is about treasure supposedly buried by the pirate known as Captain Him. Ryan.
Who is Kid?
Yep. You're in the lead again.
Jump for 16.
This actor who played Superman jumps from a plane in Mission Impossible Fallout, but can't fly and needs to be rescued by Tom Cruise. Denise.
Who is Cavill?
Henry Cavill, right.
Jump for 12.
In this movie, based on a James Fenimore Cooper novel, Alice doesn't want to go with Magua, so she leaps from a cliff to her death. TJ.
What is The Last of the Mohicans?
Good.
Jump 800.
In The Fugitive, Harrison Ford eludes capture by this three-named actor by taking a plunge from great heights to escape. TJ.
Who is Tommy Lee Jones?
Yes.
Ooh, fireworks? 1600.
We give 10 stars to this firework, named for a European city, which often has 10 exploding stars packed into a tube. Denise.
What is a Roman candle?
That's it.
Ooh, fireworks for 2,000.
You can make a safer type of the black this reptile with baking soda and sugar. It produces CO2 and carbon ash. Denise.
What is a mamba?
No. TJ or Ryan? Denise, you were too specific. We would have accepted snake. But we come back to you.
Around the world for 2,000.
This 12,000 square mile plain of East Central Africa is home to an annual migration of more than 1 million wildebeest. TJ.
What is the Serengeti?
Correct.
Hop, 2,000.
Ancient Greek soldiers known for their expertise in fighting in tight formations. Ryan.
Or hoplites.
Yes.
Skipper, 12.
In 1813, Captain James Lawrence implored his men on the frigate Chesapeake, don't do this. Later, a rally cry for the war. Ryan?
What is give up the ship?
That's it.
Skipper, 2,000.
Answer. Daily Double took us a long time to find it, and you are just $400 off the lead enjoyed by TJ.
5,000.
All right. In a maritime fable, Captain Falkenberg endlessly traverses the North Sea in this spectral craft.
What is the ghost ship?
Oh, no. What is the Flying Dutchman? Flying Dutchman. Now the last clue in jump. Pedro gets 3 feet of air in a sweet jump off a bicycle ramp in this 2004 comedy. The title character meets his Waterloo, wiping out. TJ.
What is Napoleon Dynamite?
That is correct, and that adds to your lead. You're at 16,200, and we're going into Final Jeopardy. And today, the three of you deal with this subject. Aviators, make your wagers. Still in a moment.
Baltimore businesses shutting down as federal relief fails to arrive. What one restaurant owner is doing to keep his doors from closing forever. Plus, why one business owner says Baltimore police aren't doing enough to end a string of ATM machine heists.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created this spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Another marvelous game, and now our players have to deal with this subject, aviators. Here is the clue. Roland Garros, for whom the French Open Stadium is named, gained fame with the 460-mile first solo flight across this body of water. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Denise, we come to you first. You were in third place with 7,600. And which body of water did you think of? What is the Mediterranean Sea? You are right. And your wager? 7,000. That takes you up to 14,600. Takes us to our champion, Ryan Hemmel, who has played brilliantly, won over $100,000. Boy, you expanded the English Channel to 460 miles. Oh, boy. Imagine swimmers swimming the English Channel. It's going to cost you $74.01. Now over to TJ. Started slowly, came on strong, was leading with 16,200. And his response was the Mediterranean, and his wager, 2,000. He's the new champion, folks, with $18,200. And he gets to come back and play tomorrow. Won't you join us then? So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time. Introducing Waterpik Sonic Fusion, clinically proven twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. Go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family. So I feed her blue.